You hate me in pink. I know you do. You always have.
You in pink is nuts. That's nuts. It's like me in yellow.
A good children.
Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Good Children, the podcast. Your hosts, Joe Hedges
and Angela Scrella,
reflect on our 22 years of friendship.
Growing up in the late 2000s, early 2010s.
And all of the nostalgia,
trauma,
and hateable experiences that come along with it. What are we talking about today?
We're talking about things that we hate.
Honestly, I hate black coffee. And I've convinced myself that I enjoy drinking it, and I've been drinking it since I was a teenager. I don't like it.
Why? Because this is... I know you don't like it. I know you don't like it. Because you don't drink it. And that's why when I texted you, I was like, you know what? He's not going to answer. I know he doesn't like black coffee, but like, I'm just going to get it because I don't know what to get.
And I read the text. I didn't answer on purpose.
I know. I knew that you would hate
texting people. I just hate text. Like, I hate it. Like, I literally hate
it. Do you hate texting people?
I hate texting people except for the person who I'm texting.
I hate group messages. I hate having to catch up.
Well, maybe if you were on your phone 24/7 like I am, you wouldn't have to catch up. I hate that everything needs an answer and everything needs a reason. Like, I just hate that.
Yeah, that everything needs a reason.
Yeah.
Well, Pink said it best.
Just give me a reason, just a little bit's enough. I hate Pink haters. I really do, and I used to be one.
I knew you used to be a Pink hater, but that's because you hated yourself.
Exactly.
And I think that when you can learn to no longer hate yourself, you actually like Pink.
I think, well, look at you.
I hate running.
I love running.
No, I was trying to think about it today, and I was like, I do want to run because I do believe that, like, it is a good form of cardio, but I hate doing it. And you know why I hate it? Is because I hate this mind wandering. And when I run, it doesn't clear my mind. It only races.
I hate the fact that you can't be alone with your thoughts.
I also put that on my list. I hate being alone. I hate being alone. And it is something that needs to change. I hate it so much.
I love it.
I know you do. I know you do. Why do you love it?
I know it's a hate time episode, to like re-energize, prepare myself to socialize again. Like, it gives me time to like be creative and like work on things that are just for me and like plan things. It gives you time to think. It gives you time to like. I like spending time with myself.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I hate to say I don't. But that's why I'm speaking the truth here.
Yes.
And I do believe it's a point for me that I need to get better. I want to start learning to do and enjoying. But anytime I'm alone, it actually is just a spiral.
Why?
Because I'm like, I'm alone. I don't feel like I have anything to do. I should be doing things and then I'm not doing them. And then I'm like just I'm with my thoughts. Back and forth. It's like sitting on the couch being like, I shouldn't be doing this right now. I should be doing something else. And then I'm like, I don't really want to be doing that other thing. I don't want to be cleaning right now. I don't want to, you know.
I just hate cotton candy.
You really?
I don't
fairy
think
floss?
Yeah. Why are you saying it like that? I hate
some
cotton
of us
candy.
Studying the rod.
I hate cotton candy because of why? Why does it exist? It's too sweet. It's sticky. It gets sticky. There's no avoiding the stickiness. There's no avoiding it.
No, because it's all over your hands and you're then sucking your fingers and you're like, right. Well, there it goes.
There it goes.
And you know what? If they wanted to do something about COVID, they should just eliminate the cotton candy because what are you supposed to do with that? Suck your finger? I'm sorry. I hate theme parks.
You hate theme parks?
That's
interesting because we partnered with one.
I love rides.
Okay.
But I hate theme parks.
Okay.
Because every time I go to a theme park, I'm miserable.
Okay.
And I wonder if it's the company that I'm in or if it's just the fact that there are so many people around.
Yeah, I hate being around people.
I know that you hate
being around. I hate being in a crowded space where someone's body is touching mine. I actually hate it.
Yeah.
I literally hate it.
That's why you hate it. You didn't hate the Muna concert, but you needed to sit.
Yeah, no, I had a great,
you
I
had a great time because you were in control.
Bad time with that Muna concert because I knew if I stood there to watch a band that I know two songs of in a crowd of people touching me, I would have ruined the night. I was so happy me and Alyssa went up to that roof. It was amazing on that roof. If you're ever at a concert at Terminal 5 and you don't really want to be there, go to the roof.
Mm-hmm.
The roof is available. The show plays on the TV. There's a bar there and there's unlimited bathrooms and you can smoke on the roof.
Mm-hmm. That's unbelievable. I hate tomatoes. I hate tomatoes on my burger. Tomatoes. I hate tomatoes on my sandwich. Get that mushy shit off of what I'm eating.
I'm so sick of tomatoes.
But the thing is about a tomato, I would have a tomato with like mozzarella and a little bit of balsamic, like on the side, like a, not on something else.
Yeah.
It is overpowering to me.
I don't enjoy a tomato in any capacity. I'll accept it diced on top of something, as you just said. I do not enjoy actually knowing I'm eating a tomato. It should not exist. And I've always hated them, but I hated them especially after a nightmare I had one time.
What was the nightmare about?
I was a kid. I mixed up tomato and tornado. The rest is history.
So are you saying to me that, like, the tornado that was supposed to be happening was just tomatoes?
Yes, and it was a tomato tornado on my house, and I'll never forget it.
I can understand why you hate it so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love flavored water.
Oh, we're doing love?
Well, it just hit me.
It just hit you that you love flavored water.
Because, like, I'm like, literally can't wait to sip it again. I love it.
You love flavored water. I love Crystal Light. Do you like
Crystal? That's the same thing. I hate Crystal Light.
You just saying it's the same thing and then say you hate it is so good.
Well, I don't like iced tea. Like, I don't like an iced tea in a packet.
Really?
Yeah, it tastes gross. My family lives on it.
I love it. I love Crystal Light peach tea. Peach
That's
tea.
The worst one. I hate Crystal Light peach iced tea so much that I can't even have the peach flavored water packets. I hate walking in the suburbs. I hate walking down the street. Different. On a suburban street.
Yes. Walking down the street on a suburban street is a hateful act.
It is. It feels hateful.
But walking in the suburbs in the nature, in the preserve, I love that.
I love that. I love that. I love walking through nature. I also love walking at dusk, at sunset.
Yep.
But any other time of day walking in the suburbs, I hate.
Because it's also embarrassing. It's the feeling it's of embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
I was, because I also fall victim to that. I was driving the other day and I saw somebody, two people walking, and I was like, I went to school with them. Why the hell are they walking?
Why the fuck are you walking?
Over the bridge by subway? I was like, you're walking? That's so weird.
I hate men who have anything to say about Taylor Swift. Anything. I hate it. Because
the thing is, it's like, it's okay to hate on other people who hate what you love. Like, you love Taylor Swift. Yes. And you, like, that's one of your people. And when other people are actively hating on her, especially if they're a man.
Especially if they're a man. If it's a woman, it's sad. But if it's a man, it's evil.
Yeah. It's malicious is what it is.
Non-binary, it's warranted.
I honestly hate lunch.
I actually detest lunch.
I hate lunch.
Lunch is one of the worst parts of my day.
Yeah, because it's like,
it's awful.
It's awful because it's like breakfast, easy. Dinner,
amazing.
Exciting.
Yes. Lunch?
Lunch, it's like,
here's this fucking task I have to do in the middle of the day. What do you eat? You make a sandwich
and
every day?
It's never enough. It's never enough. It's never good enough.
No, it's never good.
It's never good.
It's never good.
And it's like, oh, I'll have a salad or a sandwich or a soup. I'm like, lunches, this shit sucks.
It literally sucks. And it only is good if you're like buying lunch. Like,
yeah.
If you're like, if you're going to like a deli or you're like going to get, like, otherwise lunch is horrible. Like, a homemade lunch is always the most depressing meal you could ever have.
And you know what I hate also homemade? Making your own coffee. I hate making coffee.
I can't drink coffee that I make myself. No. I can't. It's horrible.
It's the act of, I love the act of buying coffee.
I don't think, no matter what, that I would enjoy coffee that is put in a glass mug. That's as far as I'm going to go. I would actually enjoy only drinking coffee out of plastic and paper. Like, when a coffee is in a glass mug, it just tastes a little too homemade. And I don't prefer it.
I don't prefer it.
Like, it's just the truth. I hate paper straws.
I hate paper straws. And you know what? I hate those fucking bamboo shoots.
I hate
what is
any
that?
Straw alternative. There is yet to be a straw I enjoy outside of plastic.
And
metal, I'm not cleaning it.
Don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not cleaning the bottle. That's the thing. When people get these bottles,
if you clean them, you're insane.
If you clean them, like, you are the 1%.
Yes, you are a hero, because I hate cleaning a water bottle.
Cleaning a water bottle. And it's actually so lazy and disgusting of us, because it's like, it is such an easy thing to clean.
But it's almost not, because it just feels impossible.
Because they're selling those like
toilet brushes.
I can't be bothered with that. You know what I hate so much? And I'm not kidding. It gives me nightmares thinking about it. And it in turn makes me hate like any party or like wedding or bat mitzvah or sweet 16. I hate a dance circle. I hate a dance circle, Joe. It's like the wave.
How often are you in a dance circle?
A lot. I don't know why. I have 80,000 cousins. I don't know. Everyone's getting married. Everyone's regardless. A dance circle.
I agree with you. But I would say it's your fault for being in that circle in the first place.
Because you're just trying to have a good time.
Well, you didn't have to get in that circle. You didn't have to get in the circle. You could have stepped away.
It's the back and step. People are backing up and stepping. And then suddenly, a circle forms.
I hate people who aren't vigilant. Because if I were the vigilant person, would escape that situation.
I hate hyper-vigilant people.
I hate a light that's not warm. Yeah. I hate a cool light.
Yeah.
We don't need that except in a hospital.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I do know exactly what you mean. I hate a thin pillow.
I hate men who just walk around shirtless. I hate men who go on runs shirtless. I hate it. I hate the need. I hate gays who take off their shirts at the club. Like, I hate this necessity to be half naked. Like, yeah. I'm pro returning to our natural form. I'm pro, like, eliminate civilization. Like, go into the woods. But we're not there yet.
No.
So don't act like it.
Yeah.
Put a shirt on.
Put a shirt on. Because you know why clothes exist? To put on.
Yes.
And put on the shirt.
Put on the shirt. Like, wick the moisture. Wick the sweat.
Wick the sweat. That, again.
WTS. I'm like, you running shirtless becomes my problem.
Exactly. That's fucked up. What they aren't taking into consideration is that other people are dealing with shit.
I have to take it. Yeah, exactly.
Ran past me.
This tech bro wanted to go on a run and now my day's ruined.
They're not thinking twice about it, but we're thinking about it for the rest of the day.
Some of us have body dysmorphia.
Some of us do. I hate the little pretzels on the plane. I hate the little pretzel packets on the plane.
I love the little pretzel packets on the plane.
I
don't,
because I always want more. And I'm always confused as to why. Talk about paying. Talk about paying for a flight. Why you're paying so much sometimes for a flight and all they're going to give you is a little pretzel packet?
I hate planes for three reasons.
Tell me.
One, the boarding process is embarrassing for everybody. It's embarrassing for us to board the plane. It's embarrassing for the staff to have to welcome you and like be like a little cordial. And it's just embarrassing as a society that like we're queuing up for like priority entry and there's like 400 people waiting to get on the plane.
You know what's embarrassing? And I'm embarrassed
cutter.
Because of it. Oh, yeah, a line cutter for sure. But it's the embarrassment of knowing that you're row or you're group F and you're already standing.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's embarrassing.
It's just like we need to get to a point.
Everyone's going to get on a plane.
That it's like, yeah, don't worry about
it. We'll all make it on the plane.
This is the problem with planes. They create anxiety.
They do kind of. They're like,
these airlines are
maybe
like,
you have a seat.
No, they're like, huh. Thank it's you for coming. Flight. It's a full flight today. So we're looking for 20 passengers to check their carry-ons. Mm-hmm. No, I don't want to hear that.
I hate a carry-on.
You ruined my day. Yeah.
I hate a carry-on.
I hate a carry-on.
Because it's too much pressure.
It's too much pressure because they say that and you're like, I will give you everything I own.
Anything.
Take my bag.
Yes.
Take my bag, but I shouldn't have to get to that point.
The second thing I hate on a plane
but,
is the fact that the seats recline. No, we don't need the seats to recline on a plane. There is no need to allow any person. The plane is already, the seat is this small. Why does the person in front of me have the autonomy to recline their seat?
But this
is nonsense. It's nonsense.
This is what's making me sick about this conversation is because now it's kind of like goes back to the shirtless runner. You putting your seat back then becomes my problem. That then in turn becomes the person's problem behind me.
Yes.
Because I'm not going to sit with a seat close to my face. People like you create the problem for others because then that's where my anxiety kicks in because I'm like, oh, if I was to put my seat back, that person's
pissed. I'm sorry. So you put your seat back in front of me. So I'm obligated now to put my seat back.
Let's put less seats on airplanes.
Well, absolutely.
Don't know what to say about that to the airline services. You know what I hate? Bathroom stalls that the door swings in.
You know what I mean? What
the hell?
You know what I mean? Okay. So
yeah,
you're in the stall.
Because you take it out.
You know what I also hate about a bathroom? And I'm sorry. And I get, like, I'm so pro worker. Like, I love you. I hate an attendant. I
hate an attendant.
In the bathroom.
I hate a bathroom attendant. It's such a shock to the system. And it also is, quite like the other things you've mentioned, a new obligation for me. It's a new job.
It's a new job, but I will take your worthers. Like, I like literally need one.
But I will say, they are getting up with the times and there will be a Venmo code. And, like, I feel better about being able to take a Venmo code than to have cash on me.
But I'm just like, I didn't ask for the bathroom to be attended, and it would be fine if it wasn't. I would have been able to piss and wash my hands with or without this person sitting here. And I, like you said, I appreciate the fact that someone's putting in the work. However, it's almost like if there was like a cashier attendant,
and it's like,
it's almost like if there was like an attendant to everything that does not need an attendant.
And it's like, you don't need to know my business. I hate being the first person to serve a slice of cake.
Yeah,
because again, like, it becomes I'm setting the tone
for how much cake everyone has to eat. Yeah,
that's like, I can barely decide what I want to eat. Like,
but now it's like, is everyone gonna think I'm insane
for the slice of cake I'm about to cut?
Like that thick slab, or is it too small? And like, you know that there's always a commenter in the space to be like, whoa, or like, that's it?
Yeah.
Take more.
I hate the pressure of cutting a cake. Do you hate birthdays?
I don't hate birthdays.
Okay. I hate the butcher's daughter.
Joe, can I say something?
You hate the butcher's
daughter. I hate the butcher's daughter.
The
butcher's... What? Okay. I will say, if I had to love anything about the butcher's daughter, it is like... the plants. Love that for them.
Yeah.
Cute space. Great.
I hate the menu. I hate the prices. I hate the food. I hate the experience.
And I'm someone who loves a potato, but I hate how much they use potatoes.
Because it's like the only thing the only food you can eat at the butcher's daughter is a potato prepared in the same way in each dish.
Say what you want to say about the butcher's daughter, though. Their breakfast sandwich is pretty good.
I don't think I've ever had.
It's pretty good on the croissant. It is pretty good.
I hate a breakfast sandwich on a croissant. Why? I hate a breakfast sandwich on a croissant because it's so flaky.
This was going
it's
so well.
Messy. It's actually disturbing to eat that. I feel like a carnivorous creature, like, destroying something.
And I hate the film that an egg will leave on your fingers. That a runny egg will leave on your fingers.
I hate when you think you're eating a perfectly cooked egg and then you get the... It bursts. And there's a liquid. And there's a clear...
I'm curling my toes. I'm going to say it. I hate whole wheat bread.
Oh my God.
I hate whole wheat bread because I do. I don't like the taste of it. I never have liked the taste of it. And I would genuinely rather potato bread. Obviously.
I hate when a savory food is sweetified.
And I love when a savory food is sweetified. I love it.
I don't.
I love putting maple syrup on everything.
I hate maple syrup.
I hate when I don't sop up a plate. Like, when there's a sauce on my plate, I hate it. Genuinely.
But you sop it up every time.
But I have to sop it up. That's my problem. Like, I can't allow myself to leave a sauce on a plate. And that could be a personal problem.
It is.
It is. It could be a mental problem. It is. And that then in turn becomes the only problem I can think about the entire dinner.
That's a problem.
Oh. I hate not having a bidet. And I hate not having a bidet.
I hate not having a bidet.
Because again, like, it gets to a point where it's never enough.
It's never enough. Like, why are people just using toilet paper? My hole has not been clean now since we moved out. Like, it's insane. Like,
it's insane. Like, I should have to feel compelled to post going to the bathroom, have to take jump a in the shower.
Like, maybe it's because we probably both have really hairy asses. Like,
I guess that might definitely be what doesn't it is. Help.
Like, no. I can't live without a bidet. I can't live without one.
I hate a silent part in the movie when all you want is literally some more candy or some more popcorn. I hate that part. I hate that anxiety of putting it in your mouth and feeling like I can't chew.
That is tough. I hate movie theaters in general for a few reasons.
Please list the reasons because I need people to know.
Mass shootings. Two, I hate when someone takes out their phone in a movie theater for two different reasons. One of those reasons is I hate the fact that, like, no one has attention span to sit in a movie theater for an hour and a half without checking their phone. Two, it's distracting. I hate staring at fucking, again, an LED screen as I'm trying to watch something happen on screen. I hate people who talk in movies. I hate it.
Hate it.
I really hate it. I hate, honestly, everything about the experience. That's why I love Alamo Drafthouse.
That's why you love Alamo Drafthouse. That's why you love Nighthawk. Yes. It's because they have some strict rules.
I love rules. And I hate rule breakers.
You hate rule breakers and you love rules. Yeah.
I really do.
I hate when people listen to things without headphones on.
I hate when I'm on a train and I'm hearing someone listen, watch TikToks. It's insane.
It's crazy.
It's insane. It's insane.
And like, just because that there's actually nobody like in the three rows in front of them doesn't mean that people can't hear it.
It's just nuts. It's just nuts. Oh, we were on a plane recently.
Yeah.
This is one of the most insane things to genuinely ever happen on a plane. I'll just say it. It was a red eye back from Seattle to New York. It must have been midnight.
Yeah.
Everyone on the plane is asleep. What song was it?
It was, it Celine Dion or something?
It was.
Believe.
It was Believe by Cher. It was suddenly, I have my headphones on their noise cancel. Like, I'm seeing the guy next to me across the row, like, kind of look around. And I'm like, I also do hear something. So I, like, turn up my noise canceling. And I hear, like, an acoustic cover of Cher's Believe playing. You're asleep, I think. But I almost think I woke you up.
No, I'm asleep. I have my eye mask on, but I can hear everything.
And you're hearing Believe by Cher, like, acoustically performed. And eventually we determined that the man in front of us was watching a cover of Believe by Cher at full volume. And a flight attendant had to go up to him and say, "Excuse me, sir. You have to have headphones if you're going to do something like that." And he was genuinely shocked.
He was like, oh, so sorry.
He was genuinely surprised.
It was 2 in the morning.
It was an insane, like, I can't even believe that happened.
No, is it like, it's not even confidence. It's like, you are just so.
Bubble. It's a bubble. Like, he's in a bubble. Delusioned? Yeah, it's crazy.
I hate delusional people.
I love delusional people.
I'm kidding. We're both really delusional people.
I hate the fact that at 7-Eleven now, you have to ask for your cup at the counter.
It just adds an extra layer of judgment.
I don't think. I actually, now that you bring that up, I don't know what's changing for me. And maybe it's just aging, but I'm getting less concerned. Like, and this is shocking. I'm getting less concerned about what strangers think of me in real life. Like, I'm getting less concerned about, like, someone who's working at 7-Eleven being like, "You're getting a bagel." Like, I'm getting less concerned about something like that. Like,
yeah, that's a good learning lesson.
It is.
I love learning lessons.
I hate learning the lesson, but I love a learning lesson.
I hate when people try to trick you. I hate tricks. I love a treat.
I hate a trick. You're right.
Whew. I mean, honestly, that was we kind of just threw a lot of things out there that we hated.
We
hate a lot.
Hate a lot of things, and I think that
I think that's okay.
I think it's okay.
I think it's okay to hate things.
Say what you mean, but don't say it mean. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Good Children. You know exactly where to find us across all platforms at Good Children Pod, and don't forget to do your homework.
Like, comment, subscribe, rate, review, do the whole thing. And we'll see you June 4th at the Gramercy Theater. There are only a few tickets left. And you know what we hate? When there are a few tickets left.
We hate
that.
Haters gonna hate.
And the faker's gonna fake. Baby, I'm just gonna shake it off. You hated that.
I hated that.
Ad lib?
Yeah.
Okay.